神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We are going to be speaking about study and study skills.
我们要谈一谈关于学习还有学习的技巧。
This is very important in our education.
在教育里面呢，这是很重要的。
Many times, it is not because the children doesn't have the mental capacity, but it's because they don't know how to study that they cannot exceed as we would wish them to.
很多时候呢，我们的孩子呢，不是他们没有这种智能，没有这种智慧的能力。而是他们不晓得该怎么去学习，以至于他们不能够成功。
Now I'm going to give you a study skill checklist.
那我首先呢要来啊，让你检查看看到底这个技巧怎么样。
And I want you to see how you would answer these questions. Would it be yes or would it be no?
然后你就听一听，到底你的回答是还是不是，否定还是肯定。
Let's first look at this question.
我们先听第一个问题。
Do you say I spend too much time studying for what I am learning?
就是说呢，我用很多的时间去学，可是效果并不好。
And there are some things we will be talking about later that may help you in this area.
如果是这样的问题的话，待会儿我们来谈一谈，或许可以帮助你。
Or are you a person that usually spends hours that night cramming the information before an exam?
那你是那个总是在啊、就是濒临到要考试之前的那个晚上才在找一些资料吗
？Maybe you're someone who usually tries to study with the radio or the TV turned on.
有时候呢，你一面学习，一面有电视啊、在表演，或者是在听收音机。
I can't sit and study for long periods of time without becoming tired or distracted.
第四个呢，是我总是呢坐不长，坐不久，因为呢每一次呢一坐久了就觉得很累。
Question five: I go to class, but I usually doodle, daydream, or fall asleep.
接下去呢，就是说我上课的时候常常会涂鸦，或者是我会有白日梦，或者是我就困了，打瞌睡了。
Number six.My class notes are sometimes difficult to understand later, and I usually seem to get the wrong material into my class notes.
第六呢，就是呢，我做的笔记呢，之后我一看呢，自己都看不懂，而且呢，好像我总是没有抄到重点。
I don't review my class notes is number seven. I don't review them periodically throughout the semester in preparation for my tests.
我在我抄了笔记之后呢，我就不去复习它，一直到我考试时候才拿起来念，这是第七点。
And when I'm reading, I get to the end of a chapter and I can't remember what I've read.
每次呢，我从头到尾念到最后的时候呢，前面的都忘记了。
Number nine, I don't know how to pick out what is important in the text.
那第九点就是说呢，我不晓得在我的课本里面哪里是重点。
I lose a lot of points on my essay test, even when I know the material well.
接下来就是当我们在考申论题的时候呢，虽然我知道那些答案，可是呢，我总是在申论题上面考得不好。
How are you doing in answering these questions?
那这些我问的问题，你回答得如何呢
？Let's look at number 11.
我们看第十一题。
I study enough for my test.But when I get there, my mind goes blank.
虽然我已经很努力的学了，而且念了我该念的，可是面对考试，我的脑筋就好像很空荡。
Number 12, I often study in a disorganized way under the threat of the next test.
每一次我面对下个考试的时候呢，我就会很有压力的，然后一面学又觉得好像乱乱的，都没有组织。
Number 13, I often study and find myself getting lost in the details of reading and have trouble identifying the main ideas.
每次我念的时候呢，就是呢，我好像很注意那些里面的细节，以至于我就失去了主要的纲要是什么。
Number 14, when my teacher assigned papers, I feel so overwhelmed that I can't get my thoughts together.
每一次老师要给我写一些功课，里面特别是要有报告的时候呢，那我就觉得好像我什么都做不来。这是第十四题。
Number 15, I usually write my papers the night before they are due.
十五就是我总是在要交报告、交作业之前的那个晚上才赶出来。
And the last one, I can't seem to organize my thoughts into a paper.That makes sense.
第十六，总是面对这些作业功课的时候呢，好像我的脑筋没有办法能够了解它。
Now maybe you have identified some areas that you recognize that you need help in.
所以你发现这些答案有一些你是需要帮助的。
I trust that maybe there are some things that we can help you with.
我希望今天有一些地方呢可以帮助你。
Let us start at the very beginning.You need a good place to study.
我们从头来谈起。首先，你需要一个非常好的地方可以学习。
I know many of you do not have ideal situations.
当然，我知道大部分的人没有这么理想的这种学习环境。
And you must improvise maybe to do some of these things we're going to talk about.
那我们需要对于等一下我们要谈的这些条件呢，有一些改进。
But the more that you try to get your place of study organized, I think it will really help you.
如果你把你念书的环境把它整理好的话，对你会有帮助的。
Now, the one thing is, we should find a place that really is a place where I always study.
那你要找到一个你就是常常在那里念书的地方。
Actually, it may be that it's in the library.
或许是图书馆。
Or maybe it's in someone's house.
或许哪一个家里面。
But hopefully it's in your own home.
希望是在你自己的家里面。
Now if you can find this place that any time you need it, it's ready.
那这个地方呢，你要把它整理好，每一次你需要的时候就在那里了。
Because you see, if you must share it with others, then you're going to have a schedule when you can use it.
就是说呢，你要有自己的地方，不用说一定要跟别人来分享这个地方，这样的话才不需要再安排你用的时间。
So in your mind, find that place you're going to study.
所以找一个你自己可以学习念书的地方。
Now try to find a place where you will be uninterrupted as you study.
那也是一个不被别人打扰的地方。
Maybe you'll have to take the phone off the hook.
有时候呢，需要把这个电话把它关掉。
Maybe you'll have to hang up a sign outside your door, do not disturb.
或许你需要挂一个牌子说呢，不要打扰。
But try not to be in a place where you will be often interrupted.
那就找到一个比较不被干扰的地方。
Now you must try to be free from distractions.
你必须试着避免四周围的干扰。
Research shows that most students do best in quiet environments.
根据研究告诉我们，学生们呢，在这种安静的环境里面呢，学习的比较好。
Now, if you find that playing a stereo or a CD improves your mood, keep it very low.
即使说如果这种音乐会帮助你学习的话，把它关的放的很小声来听。
Now, this is important. Put all the things you need to study, all your study material in that place.
而且把你要用的这些材料呢放在一个地方。
That means your reference sources, your supplies such as paper, pen, ruler, calculator, and also if you're going to use your computer should be there.
比如说呢，你的文具，你要用的，你要写的，你要画的，还是说呢，电脑呢，还是你的一些注解的书啦，都把它放在一起。
It will be to your advantage if you have a large enough place that you can have a desk or a table that's long enough to hold whatever you need. As you're writing your reports, you have enough room to be able to write.
而且是最好是一个够大的桌子来放所有的你需要的工具。
Then you like to have storage space. Be sure you have enough storage space to keep your study materials.
当然你要有一些橱子可以来保存或者是放这些你要的资料。
How about a chair? This is important too.
椅子也很重要。
You want a chair that is not too comfortable because it might make you sleepy, but one that is at least comfortable enough that you can sit there and work for a good long time.
这个椅子呢要非常的适当，不要太舒服到你会很想睡觉，但是也要很适当的让你坐的可以很舒服的来学习。
Be sure you have proper lighting, clear enough so that you can see without any strain or discomfort.
你的灯光也很重要，这个灯光要刚刚好，让你不会太刺眼或者是不够。
And of course, it's very good to study in a temperature where you're not too hot or not too cold.
特别是温度不能太冷也不能太热。
So remember, having a good study place is really very important to being a good student.
所以记得能够有一个非常适当舒服的学习环境或者是地方是很重要的。
Very few people can keep a detailed schedule day after day for a long period of time.
当然通常这是一个理想，因为呢一天一天下来的话，我们通常会跟这个我们所安排的这个日课表呢会有一些差距的。
You see, many students they'll draw up a study schedule and find themselves unable to stick to it, and they become impatient and they give up this idea.
很多学生呢会把他安排过后发现自己没有办法跟上呢，就把它放弃掉了。
Maybe the following method of organizing time can be helpful to you.
或许呢，能够做一点时间上的这种分析跟归纳组织的话，会帮助你。
It can be flexible.
是可以有弹性的。
So let's look at the long-term scheduling.
我们来看一看这种长远的一种计划。
These include our obligations that we must meet regularly.
这个包括我们日常的必要的这些形式。
That would be our job hours.
那就是我们的工作时间。
Our class times.
我们的上课时间。
Church or organized meetings.
或是呢你要开会或者是要去教会。
Something that you must meet every week.
是每一个礼拜你都需要做的一些通常的一些形式。
Then we go to a 1 week.
接下来呢我们缩小到一星期。
Now,we go to major events and the amount of work to be accomplished in each of these studies.
然后你就要开始要衡量到底我这个礼拜呢每一个地方每一个范围我要学多少学到什么样的程度。
So on Tuesday you have a paper that is due.
比如说呢星期二你要交一个功课。
You have a ball game on Tuesday night that you must attend.
然后呢同时呢这一天呢你也要参加一个球赛。
That you're going to have a quiz on Wednesday.
星期三又有一个考试。
And that you finish 40 pages in English by Friday.
在星期五之前呢我要完成一个40页的报告。
Also on Friday, you must have 150 pages of history read.
同样那一天呢你需要有150页的这个历史的这个课程你要去把它看过。
Now you will have a new list each week.
所以你每一个礼拜都有新的课程的安排表。
Now let's get down to the short-term schedule.One a day.
那从这个整个月的日常的还有到一个礼拜的现在我们到每一天来安排。
Now, if you had a small note card that you can do the evening before and put out everything that must be done the next day.
用一张小纸张然后呢把每一天你应该做的从头列到尾巴来。
And you're going to tell specifically what you have to accomplish.
而且呢讲写得很清楚这件事情我要做到什么程度。
Let me give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
Now we're going to do day Wednesday.
比如说我们要安排星期三。
At 8, between 8 and 8:30, I'm going to review my history.
八点到八点半我要复习我的历史。
9:30 through 10:30, I'm going to preview my math and prepare for a quiz.
九点半到十点半，我需要准备我的数学，而且呢，准备考试。
4:45, maybe I have to pick up some bread on my way home.
4:45的时候呢，回家的路上我需要去顺便买一些啊吃的面包。
Maybe 7 through 10:15, I have to read chapter 5 and 6 in my history book.
7:00 to 10:15的时候呢，我需要来念我的历史的这些章页、这些课程。
10:30, I'm going to make some phone calls.
10:30时候我来打电话。
You carry this card with you.
这一张小纸张呢，你带着
，and you check it off，
然后一个一个去勾起来。
Now you carry this small card with you, check it off as you get finished these things, and you will see day by day you will accomplish what you need to accomplish for the week.
那每一天你带着小纸张，然后好好的去检查有没有做，把它勾起来。接下来呢，你就一个礼拜就看到你有没有完成该做的。
Okay, now I want to go into a little.More depth about our scheduling.
接下来我们要再次的啊，进一步的谈这个时间的安排。
Now, in making your schedule, remember this: plan enough time for study.
当你在安排你的这个整个课程表的时候呢，你一定要给自己足够的时间来学习。
You know your ability, and you know the subject.
你也知道你要念什么科目，然后你也知道自己能力有多少。
There are some subjects that's more difficult for you.
有些科目比较难。
You may have to spend more time on those subjects.
那你就用多一点时间来学习。
The second thing is that if you study at the same time every day, it's very beneficial in making it a habit to you.
如果你每一天安排你这种念书学习的时间是一样的话，那对你来讲呢，养成这个习惯对你是很好的。
So then, if you know that every evening between 7 and 10, I'm going to study.
比如说呢，每个晚上7:00 to 10:00是我念书的时间。
As I said, it may become a real habit in your life.
就像我说的，就会变成你一生里面的一种习惯。
Also, when you are studying,You need to take a little time of relaxation, 10 or 15 minutes, to do a little exercise, to get up, to get something to drink, just to break that tension that you're under.
而且当你在这样的持续的几个钟头的学习当中呢，你一定要中间有一些中断，然后给自己10 to 15 minutes的一个放松的时间，喝一点东西，吃一点点心，或者自己呢能够站起来动一动。
Plan for a weekly review of all the material you've had that week.
每一个星期呢，要有一个给自己一个复习整个星期的这些功课的时间。
Then leave some unscheduled time that you can be flexible with.
而且安排一点你就是不用做什么的一个空白的时间，好让你需要的时候有弹性的去应用。
You see, this is important because if you become so rigid, many times people stop doing it. But if you know that you can be a little flexible in this, then it really helps you.
因为如果我们把时间安排得非常的紧的话，常常我们就会停顿下来，或者是有一些挫败的时候，我们就不晓该怎么继续的做。所以呢，如果给自己一些应用空白的时间的话，对我们是有帮助的。
Last, but not least, remember to put some recreational time in your schedule.
那最后呢，当然不是说最不重要的，但是呢，你要放一点休闲时间给你自己去应用。
Reading is a very important part of our education.
阅读在教育、受教育里面是很重要的。
So we should improve our reading skills.
所以阅读的能力一定要改进、要改善。
You see, those who fail to be able to read, comprehend, and understand, this becomes the cancer of your education, and that's what hurts you.
当我们在阅读方面没有能力去阅读或者是没有能力去理解的时候呢，会变成我们受教育里面的就像绝症一样。
Now, a good reader should do this.
一个好的阅读者应该有以下的这样的一个情况。
Find the main ideas.
能够找到主要的思想。
Think about what the author is saying.
知道说这个作者主要是要讲什么。
A good reader, is active, not passive. They're into the story.
一个好的阅读者呢，会自己融入书里面。
Concentrates on what is being read.
对于过去念的，已经念过的呢，非常的专注。
You cannot just read words to get finished.
不是只有把它念过去就好。
But your very mind must be into that book.
你的思想一定要融入这个书里面。
And you try to remember as much as possible.
而且呢，能够尽可能的把它记起来。
And then, of course, apply what you have read.
而且把它应用到你的实际上面。
Then you must think about the subject that you're reading about.
然后你在念的这个主题，你要注意。
What do you know about the subject?
这个主题呢，你到底知道多少？
Maybe you're reading something on dolphins.
比如说呢，你在看关于这个海豚的这个书。
What do you know about dolphins?
那你对海豚认识多少呢？
Well, you watched a movie on dolphins.
或许你在影片上看过。
But, so you take some of the things that you've learned there, and you're going to bring it about with what you're reading.
那从那个你以前的这种经验呢，你把它带到这个你要阅读的书里面去。
And as you're reading, what do you want to learn about this subject?
那当你在看的时候呢，到底你想学到什么？
Then after you've read, you ask yourself, what have I learned about this subject?
在你阅读过这个题目之后呢，这个书本之后呢，你问你自己，到底我学到什么？
So you see, when you pick up a book, you're going to do more than just read words.
所以当你找到一本书要看的时候，不是说只有在看过那些字而已。
Another good idea is just to take the book or the chapter or whatever it is you're going to read and begin to skim over it. Just begin to quickly read some areas of it.
另外一种方法就是呢，拿起一本书，然后在每一个篇章之间呢，做一种好像一个略读一样。
Do you see anything familiar about what you've read?
当你在这个略读的时候呢，是不是有看到一些你过去有已经有熟悉的东西呢？
Do you see anything new?
有没有新的呢？
And what is your overall impression about what you've read?
那到底你念过之后呢，哪一个的是会对你有影响，吸引你的？
You can quickly skim over a chapter.
你可以很快的，就是很精简的去把一章念完。
And have a better understanding of what you're going to read.
你经过这种略读之后呢，你会容易了解。
And then, of course, one of the more important things is to read for comprehension.
那最重要的是你念书的时候呢，要有理解能力。
That means to understand it.
那就是你能够了解它。
Now, what we should do is make notes of important parts of it.
那最好的就是呢，把一些重点记下来。
You can get a little notebook or an index card and write down the important main ideas and vocabulary that maybe you're not too well acquainted with.
不管是读书卡或者是一个笔记本，你就把那一些重点你写下来，或者是有一些你比较陌生的一些字句呢写下来。
This will help you to renew what you have read.
这样的话可以让你对你念过呢可以有一些加强。
Stop and reread ideas that you are not sure you understand.
如果你发现你有一个地方你念不清楚的话，你不明白的话，你就停下来重念。
This is important. Stop when you realize I'm not quite understanding. Let me read that over.
如果你有点好像一知半解的话，你一定要停下来重新念过。
Then you might think to yourself, where else could I find some information about the same topic?
那或许你就之外呢，你就说呢，我可以去哪里找到同样的这样的一个主题的一些材料。
Then you remember it might be my science book.
或许在科学的这个书里面有。
Then you're reinforcing what you have understood.
你就更去查证到底你念的是什么。
Now recall to yourself what you've just read.
那把你刚念过的呢稍微做一点回忆。
This really helps.
这个会帮助你。
Stop every once in a while as you're reading and put into your own words what you've just read.
能够停下来，然后呢，好好的再复习一下你刚才念的，而且用你自己的想法、自己的这种方法把它反映出来。
I remember one time in chemistry class, I was writing down what I observed when we had had an experiment.
记得有一次我在上化学课的时候呢，我正在写我们一些实验的一些过程或者是结果。
I really didn't understand it too well, but I was trying to do my best.
那我就很尽力的，即使我不是很明白，我尽力的把它写出来。
And I said to the teacher, I've written down what I saw. This is what I saw.
我就跟老师说呢，你看我写下就是我已经刚才已经自己实验过的。
But she said, if you don't write it down well so that you understand what you saw, you really didn't see what you should have.
老师就建议我说呢，要很细节的把它写下来，然后我写下来了，我才会知道到底我做的什么。
So if you can put in your own words what you have just read, you understand it.
你念过一些篇章之后呢，用你自己的话把它形容出来，这样的话，那你才真正表示说你真的是理解了。
At the end of a chapter, recall what the main points were.
到最后的那个篇章的时候呢，你就开始去回想到底这本书的主要的思想是什么。
And one great way of doing it is discussing it with somebody else, another student or with a teacher. This really helps you to clarify your thinking.
最好的办法是跟同学或者跟老师对于你这本书有一些讨论，这样的话会让你的思想可以更清晰。
And then there is the skill of listening.
接下去就是我们听的这个技巧。
Listening is one of the most important skills you can develop to do better in school.
听的技巧呢，是你可以好好的继续的来改善，而且呢，在学校里面好好应用的。
The one, of course, that is the most important is our reading skills, but next comes our listening skills.
刚才我提过很重要的最重要的是我们的阅读能力接下来就是我们的听的能力
You need to form a good habit of listening in class
你需要在课堂里面要养成一个好的听的这种习惯
Concentrate on what is going on in the class Don't look around, don't daydream Just concentrate on what's going on
在课堂中呢你一定要专注不要老是做那些白日梦或者是想其他的事情要专注的去听讲
You cannot listen if you're talking.
你不能一面听一面讲话。
Now, before you go to class, think about what the class is going to be about.
想一想在你上课之前那个课堂是怎么样的。
Maybe you think about the main points that the last class covered.
或许你正在想上堂课上的那些课程。
Review what your assignment was for the class.
在你要上课之前呢，你就要复习你的应该预习的这些课程。
Now let's try to learn some of the skills that would be more helpful.
我们来学一学一些技巧，或许可以帮助我们。
Number one, you pay attention.
首先你一定要注意。
Try to hear what is said, not what you want to hear.
听到对方讲了些什么，而不是只要挑你想听的而已。
Think around what the topic is and what they are saying.
想一想，思考一下这些主题，然后到底他在说的是什么样。
Related to what you already know.
把你已经知道的拿出来跟他连接在一起。
What is the main point of what they're saying?
到底他在说主要的一些重点是什么。
Then think to yourself, would this likely be on the test?
你就想一想说这些可能会在考题上面出现。
And then what is the teacher going to say next?
那接下来老师会讲什么?
And then, of course, listen carefully to what the teacher says about the assignment and write it down so you know.
老师交代的作业你要很注意的听把它写下来。
Remember, listen for things that you feel is going to be important.
记得特别要专注的听那些你认为重要的。
So when the teacher says, this is important, listen carefully.
如果老师特别强调这个很重要你就要特别的听注意听。
Also, remembering what you've learned is so important.
当然，这种记忆对你所学的记忆，这也是很重要的。
You should study first the items you want to remember longest.
那你好好的念，而且呢，要把它记得越久越好。
You may have to overlearn to make certain.
而且呢，要一直反复的去学习，然后确定你记起来了。
Maybe you have to memorize something.
有时候你需要把它用记忆的。
Work hard on it.
用心的去记。
Then see if you can close your eyes and get a picture of this explanation, even maybe a picture of the page.
有时候呢，你把眼睛闭起来，去想一下，你能不能好像把它图像化，你要看到这一页在写什么，在讲什么。
If you can make what you have had gotten clear to a friend,Then you've remembered it.
如果你可以把你念过的好好的对一个人、一个朋友来讲的话，那就表示你真的记得了。
So remember, it is important to be able to remember what you've learned.
所以你要记得把你学过的可以记起来是很重要的。
恕我心曲这个节目。是由美国佛桌传道协会提供由金炉牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址然后你寄到台湾高雄 台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。